There is a huge gap in terms of the issue of the damage to farmers' lands, livestock, crops lost, silage lost, fencing, tracts of land washed away, obviously livestock. There's just been a huge impact on farmers in the Inishowen Peninsula. And I'm really concerned that all we've had so far is confirmation that Chagask are carrying out assessments of lands. What we need is clear, specific information about the financial supports that be available. This couldn't come at a worse time for farmers, in that this is the time of year where cash flow is very, very tight. So we have many farmers in real crisis, and they need urgent confirmation that they're going to get financial help through this crisis.
And while they are awaiting confirmation, it's also important to remember other sectors, for instance, football clubs who have suffered thousands of damage.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look at Clamanny Shamrocks, Cockle Celtic, Ely Celtic, and other clubs there, they're really hugely impacted, particularly Cockle Celtic. It'll take hundreds of thousands to restore their grounds to the condition that they had before. I'm also concerned about the likes of Swan Park, massive devastation in Buncrana, Glenevan Waterfall in Clamanny. Like, where is the money going to come from? So we need confirmation across a range of areas now from government. We can't have a situation where anybody is left behind here in this crisis. We can't have community and sporting communities, farming communities devastated with no adequate support.